shows no signs of backing down. Yesterday, Venezuelan intelligence officials arrested two of the opposition-appointed judges, bringing to three the number being detained. Maduro has vowed that the opposition's judges will be arrested one by one as their assets are frozen.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Raphael, Jim Thompson, and Janka Soderberg. The producer is Kyle Qureshi. Our engineer is David Kesters. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Zelos Marchant. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Sam Bowman.
And I'm Kyle Qureshi. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's Voices from the Edge. Joanne Hardesty welcomes author and journalist Naomi Klein to Portland with a wide-ranging conversation about her new book, No Is Not Enough. At 9, it's Press Watch. Teresa Mitchell brings you the news you're not supposed to know. At 10, it's Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Between the Covers, David Nauman speaks to Mary Ruffel about the joyous and unmistakable collection of stories and essays, My Private Property. And at 11:30, the film show takes you on a tour of classic drive-in theaters around Oregon where you can bring your roadster, your bike, or even your two legs to a screening under the stars. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Hello and welcome to News from the Boo, your weekly update about what is going on in and around KBOO. I'm your host tonight, Delphine Crescenzo, and I'm so excited to have the co-host of the show, Gil Cardone, as my guest today.
Hi, Del.
Hi. Gil has been sharing the station manager role with me since February, and he will be transitioning out of the role in the next week. So we're very sad to see Gil go, but of course we wish him the best for his future endeavors. And so today we're going to take a moment to get to know Gil even better and talk a little bit about how much he brings to our community. So welcome, Gil, to News from the Boo.
Thanks, Del. Long time no see.
Right. And before we get started, you know, I just want to, before we delve into the conversation, I wanted to give the our listeners and member kind of a little update about what the plan is going to be for filling the position after you are gone. So we'll be doing an open hire for the position, and the Board of Directors is currently constituting the hiring committee and also creating a timeline for what that process will look like. But in the interim, we're very lucky to have Mike Crenshaw, who was station co-manager just 2 years ago, stepped in to support the station. So Mike probably will be our guest on News from the Boo next week. So we'll get to talk more about that. Stay tuned. So Gil, let's get started.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about why you are a part of KBOO and our community.
Wow. Several reasons. I moved to Portland about 3 years ago, and usually when I move around, I like to get, of course, involved with the community, specifically the arts and culture community. I've played music, I think, most of my life, and I'm just always interested in the arts. So KBOO, I just looked at places to volunteer around Portland, and KBOO was right at the top, and I was like, this is right up my alley. I was like, let me come check it out. And so, yeah. Literally, like 2 months after I moved here, I started volunteering at KBOO and taking classes and trainings for all kinds of things. It was awesome.
Was radio something you had done before?
No. But that's a great question, because when I think about it, I was like, wow, you know, growing up in the 80s, I don't want to date myself, but growing up in the early 80s, I was, you know, grew up on the radio, you know, the whole raised on the radio thing. So we would take a lot of trips up and down the highway. And, you know, I grew up listening to, you know, AM and FM. So, you know, listening to Casey Kasem, you know, Top 20 Countdown and all that kind of stuff. So I've always been interested in it. So to get into it actually and to see behind the scenes has been really cool.
Yeah, it really is cool. So talk a little bit about music. You talk about, you know, the fact that that is one of the things that brought you here. What's the role that music plays in your life?
Wow. It's tough to imagine, I think, any life without it. There's that saying, maybe you've heard, that life is what happens while you're listening to music. Have you ever heard that?
I've never heard that saying, but you are full of really amazing sayings, so I'm going to write this one down too.
I should say it again. Life is what happens while you're listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's how I feel. I don't really feel like it's something separate from me. I think it's just something, as probably you've heard other people say, it's just a part of you. So, you know, I grew up, again, you know, I think MTV launched around 1980. So, again, this is like, you know, I was 5-6 years old,
right,
and I'm growing up watching these music videos. And I'm like, so, like, it's so powerful, like, to see visuals, to see the actual artists,
right,
performing in these little, nice little snippets, you know, a few minutes, like 4 or 5 minutes. And it allowed the musicians to expand their creativity, too, into the visual arts.
Right.
And so I really liked that. I was really fascinated. So, yeah, it just took off for me. So pretty much the first chance I got to enter in elementary school, the school band, you know, when I was, I think, in fourth grade, you can enter. And I brought this, you know, pamphlet or this flyer home to my mom. I said, Mom, I want to join the band. I want to join the band. And she's like, okay. And I was, she's like, what do you want to do with that? And I was like, I want to travel, play music. She's like, okay. So we went and got me a trumpet. And from there, I just kind of took off. And in junior high, I played in, you know, jazz bands. In high school, I played in, you know, symphony and other bands. And then from college on, you know, I picked up the guitar and was playing in a rock band, a blues band. So all kinds of stuff. I mean, music is just, it's just there. It has to be, you know, wherever I go.
Yeah. And how about your mom or in your household? Was there also music? Was that a big part of it as well?
That's a fantastic question. Yes. So, besides, yeah, on our trips, listening to radio and my mom's little Datsun B210, limited radio stations. Yeah, like every weekend we'd have cleaning days. And I don't always remember that because, yeah, it was end of the 70s, beginning of 80s. So, like, you know, a little bit of disco thrown in there, some, you know, Donna Summer and this and that, some Tierra, you know, Prince. You know, we had like old school, like OG Prince albums. I was like, whoa, looking at the album covers. I was like, I don't think I should be seeing this as a, you know, 5-6 year old. But rest in peace, Prince.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, and then I just, yeah, would get like a stack of records. So as I got older, I got to be in charge of playing DJ. So, you know, we had the little, you know, the 45s or whatever, and the bigger albums. And so I would literally have a stack of records that would last us for the couple hours we'd be cleaning the house. And then
your mom is brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
She transformed cleaning into DJ party.
Right.
That's brilliant.
And then on weekdays, she had this old little alarm clock and set to the oldies station, but it was oldies for her. This is, you know, a long time ago. So I was exposed to stuff from like the 50s and 60s, you know, like Rolling Stones, The Animals, Beatles, and all this stuff. And so that's really what helped me expand, like, and made me realize I really like, you know, not just one type of music. I think it was our friend Jay-Z who said there's only two types of music in the world, good and bad.
There's another good saying.
Right? I just pick them up. I don't know how I do. I'm like a sponge as I go along through life.
And so then there was the creation, because you're talking about, you know, art and music and how that all, you know, impacts your life. And so you chose to create an artist collective, Rislinger. So can you talk about what that is about and how you came to it?
Sure. It was kind of a natural progression. I think just throughout my life, everybody, like my close friends, have always been musicians, artists, creative people. And as I said, I moved here to Portland from New York City. And you can imagine how many artists are, you know, in the big city. So everybody trying to make
Maybe everybody is.
Right? I don't seem like it. So, of course, I had, you know, close friends of mine who were, you know, recording albums and trying to release it on their own, you know, with or without a record label. And I said, well, let me try to see what I can do, you know. Just, I don't have that much background in promotions, but let me try, you know. So I started making videos, like little mini documentaries on them, kind of like inspired again by MTV, like MTV Cribs, like, you know, going to their house and how do they live.
But it's fascinating because I grew up the same, around the same time as you, and I never had considered, I just thought that MTV had always been around, and I had not actually realized it just a couple of years before I started really being into it. That had been a new phenomenon also. So you're trying to recreate your own MTV.
I was, yeah. And I was like, this is kind of a lot. And there's a lot that goes into it. So you have respect, you know, more for those creations. And yeah, so I just, you know, kept that going. I moved here to Portland and, you know, started sort of like a new chapter of the Rislinger Artist Collective. And, you know, we would meet, you know, every couple months, you know, get together, say what project we're working on, how can we collaborate, did you have any advice for me on this and that, I'm, you know, a videographer, I'm shooting video, this and that. Last summer, we participated in First Thursdays in the Pearl District, and that was cool because we started, we collaborated with some a local pastry artist who had their own vending machine, which is really cool. It's called Eat Me Desserts, Eat Me PDX. And the vending machine was customized specifically for like mason jar, like gourmet pastries. It was really cool. So we worked together because I sell coffee to do promotions. So I was selling iced coffee in the machine, and we're kind of co-promoting artists that way. And I was attaching like small paintings to the bottles of iced coffee to promote local artists. And just recently I participated in last Thursday over there on Alberta Street, which was cool. We had a little booth. I had Seamus Burke, also known as the Gray Man. He's a very extremely talented comic artist.
Right.
He was drawing little caricatures. So, you know, you go, you sit down and he'll draw you right there on the spot. It's really cool.
I refused to get that done.
You refused, Dell. I offered.
I know, I refused.
And then I was selling iced coffee, of course, promoting that local businesses. Nosa Familia coffee. And then we had live music from Bert Sienna and Valvoline. They just released a new cassette tape, but it's also digital. It's called Capers. Check it out. Very talented artist. So it was a great time we had on last Thursday.
And what's the website if people want to find out more about Rislinger?
Rislinger, just as it is, it's rislinger.com. It shows some of our ventures, our activities we've been doing on the ventures page, and some of the artists we've featured over the past year. And so, you know, we've also been involved in, with KBOO, of course, Rislinger and T6 Productions did a comedy show fundraiser last September. So it's really spans all like creativity and all artistic people together to collaborate and how we can work together.
And so how do you see yourself continuing to be involved with KBOO as you transition out of the station co-manager role there's many other roles to take on. I'm just saying.
There are. I know that now for sure. Definitely all hands on deck, you know, for events. I definitely want to stay involved in events. And
great.
And as we've been talking about, you know, the big 50th celebration is going to be really fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I think we just talked about it, you know, today earlier. And the more we talk about it, it seems like more of the buzz generates and the more we get excited and look forward to it.
Yeah, because next year is our 50th anniversary, folks. KBOO is going to be 50, and we got lots of things planned. We have an exhibit at the Oregon Historical Society that's going to start January all the way till June. And then in June, have a very big block party celebration to celebrate KBOO. So if folks wanted to, I know last week you interviewed Jill, who is a very big part of those celebrations. Would you share with folks if they were interested in plugging in with the events committee? How to do that, or maybe get in touch with Jill?
Yeah, I believe Jill's email is Jill, J-I-L-L, at KBOO.org. And she did mention that our events group meetings, our monthly meetings, were changed to Mondays. I believe they start at 6 p.m. now. So cool. Definitely email Jill and for more details.
Yeah, cool, awesome. Anything else that you would like to share with our audience, Gil, as we wrap up? And as next week is your last day as station co-manager at KBOO.
Yeah, I'm trying not to get misty and wipe my eyes, but I really am truly thankful for the opportunity to serve on the staff, and I want to stay, you know, involved as a volunteer still before I entered as staff. And thank everybody here at the station, and thank all the volunteers. Thank you, Dale, for all your great support.
Yeah, it's been really, truly amazing, Gil, to work with you and to get to know you better, and also a little creepy to find out how alike we are in many ways.
Not creepy, cool.
Cool. It's a cool kind of... Yeah, it's just interesting to, you know, think about other beings living very parallel lives on the other side of the planet until you actually come together, encounter. Yeah, and then, you know, able to build a relationship. So I'm really thankful for your friendship as well as for all your professional support and help here at KBOO.
Thank you, Dale.
Yeah, and we'll be back next week, folks. Have a great evening. That was News from the Boo.
This is KBOO Portland. Coming up next, The Underground.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Willamette River Festival and Movie in the Park, Sunday, July 30th from 1 to 10 p.m. at the Cathedral Park waterfront in Portland. The Willamette River Festival is a celebration on the waterfront with live music by Shanghai on the Willamette, Norman Sylvester, and more, as well as a beer garden, food carts, an environmental fair, DJ Anjali and the Incredible Kid, and more. Again, that's the Willamette River Festival and Movie in the